Kid Craddock is not in the studio right now.
Do you go to the
Kid
deli or something?
Kid Craddock-tator.
Mm-hmm.
Now, remember earlier this morning, he said he had an announcement he wanted to make.
Yeah.
But and he didn't want to be in the room.
Look at the announcement trumping me.
Yeah, and remember he insisted on not being in here.
Yeah, he pre-recorded it.
So I guess Shannon's going to play it for
us. But were we going to take a guess as to what the announcement is first?
Yes. I think I'm getting fired again.
You're getting fired again?
If he legitimately meant it this time, he wouldn't want to face you.
Maybe Kid Craddock's planning on running for president as an independent party.
That'd be ridiculous radio stunt.
His past would catch up with him.
Don't think.
Oh, he's got a bad past.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you think, Kel?
Well, he's been flirting online with that Brazilian model.
Maybe they're getting married.
Maybe he's going to make an announcement about her.
I was going the other way with it. After his tight, skinny cargo pants today, I thought maybe there was another announcement.
Oh,
John Travolta.
Nice.
Well, it must not be good if he can't be here to face us when he makes it.
Okay.
So. But I guess go ahead and
so
hit
negative.
It.
Maybe it's something positive, like we're all getting a lot of money.
If it's positive, why would he not want to be here so he can see our smiley, happy faces?
Yeah, it's something bad for sure.
It's bad.
Okay,
go.
Hey guys, it's Kid Craddock.
Hi, Kid.
With a brief announcement to make.
Okay.
As you may or may not know, on my last trip to Las Vegas, which was business, I was up in my room on the patio of the Cosmopolitan Hotel with the singer from the Yeah Yeah Yeahs and her boyfriend.
Bragger.
And while the singer was massaging my left arm and about to move up to my shoulder, I got a little nervous and I dropped my iPad. Because here we are 2 weeks later, and my iPad 2 screen is smashed to pieces. And to make matters worse, when I purchased this new iPad, I said no to AppleCare, the extended warranty.
Okay.
That's why I was so disappointed in myself when I got the estimate that it will cost $400 to repair my nearly new iPad 2.
Okay.
Today, I'm turning to my air staff, my talented cast, my friends, Kelly Raspberry, Big Al Mac, JC, the crazy Mexican, and Jenna. Oh, and Psycho Shannon. Didn't see it. I would never ask you to cough up your hard-earned dollars to pay to fix one of my three broken iPads.
Oh, no.
But I do have another issue. Oh. Due to unrelated circumstances beyond our control, we are now forced to charge our staff for parking.
Oh, are you kidding me?
For the 12 employees that park in visitor parking just above the studio, there will now be a monthly fee of $40.
What?
This is actually a tremendous value when you consider that in Singapore, the cost of one parking space can be over $1 million a year. But look, we're all family here, and if times are tough, money's tight, and you can't make your $40 payment for the month, just let us know, and we'll have your car towed away.
You gotta be kidding me.
I can't even pay my dog's vet bills.
Oh, it gets even better. Apparently, he wrote us a song.
He wrote really?
Yeah, he performed it.
Oh, my.
Yeah, we're ready.
I smashed the screen on my iPad. Yeah, I smashed it up real bad. See, I dropped it on the concrete. Tried to save it with my feet.
I've done that.
And now I'm all bummed out because I didn't buy that AppleCare. Now it's going to be $400. And I don't have that money on hand right now. So I'm charging for parking.
Setting your parking.
And when we raise enough money, I'm going to get a new iPad and continue to charge for parking. But every $600, I'm going to buy a new iPad. It's a win-win.
No, it's not a win-win. First of all, you don't own the building.
Is he coming back in here?
First of all, he's apparently been spending money tanning because he looked so bronze in that video.
Call it orange, not bronze.
So but, is the company starting to charge us for parking and he's just using this iPad as an excuse to get it out of us?
We could just go to his apartment studio and then we wouldn't have to
start riding my bike.
Isn't it funny all Kelly cares about is if she really has to pay for parking?
Seriously, are we now having to pay for parking?
Oh my God.
So
what do you think, guys?
What do you want us to say?
Well, I just...
Okay.
Well, I was hoping.
Well, stop breaking your iPads.
Well,
klutz.
Give us a better reason to pay for parking than you need a fourth iPad.
How about this? You and you, I bought you iPads.
Okay, they won them in a competition, number one. Yeah. That's different.
Does that change the fact that I bought those iPads?
Yeah, it does. Yeah. That was the prize, because if your team won, we would have won.
I still bought them.
Because we beat you guys in a competition.
Fine, you can have mine. How about this, kid?
Here's
you can have my iPad 1. You want my iPad 1?
Yeah. You can have mine as well and take it away from my 4-month-old child.
Yeah, look how generous we are.
How
I don't have the money. You can have my iPad.
Such a snob about your... I mean, you're an iSnob.
Yes,
you are an iPad.
No, I love my iPad 1. I'm saying you're on your fourth iPad 2 or whatever you have.
Well, yeah, you put the iPad 1 and iPad 1 together.
No, I love mine. I just read on it, but you're more than welcome to have my old one.
and your little cracked screen, you can, it still works. I
not,
mean, you just showed
long.
It.
Not for long.
No, I see it's people with iPhones that have them all cracked
shattered.
Up, and they're still using.
Most of my friends' iPhones are half ruined.
I'm thinking about getting one of those cases.
Well, why don't you do that?
Yeah, a little late now.
I love how you just glaze over the fact that you got a massage in your hotel room by a dude, and that's why you dropped your iPad. And we're talking about the iPad instead of that.
It was awkward.
Yeah?
Yeah. It was awkward.
Did he call you Johnny?
What?
What? Did he call me Johnny?
I don't know.
I think I almost know how you think. Like,
what do
you
mean?
John Doe.
I was making a John Travolta connection.
No, he couldn't remember that we were talking about Perfect Jim yesterday.
No.
Perfect John.
No, you're getting a massage in a hotel room. He's talking about John Travolta.
That makes sense.
Thank you, Jenna.
Then I missed the joke.
Al, you know what? Sitting this close to you, it's starting to, I don't know, seep out of your veins into mine, I guess.
Ew,
whatever.
I'm seeping.
Yeah.
Ew.
But Al, you got to think getting up this early in the morning. You know?
I didn't get up. I never went to sleep.
Neither one of you guys has gone to bed.
It's taking its toll on you.
Dude,
right?
I mean,
think about it. Wouldn't you love to have your freedom back? Come on. Like, sleeping in every day. December 19th, baby.
There we go. December 19th.
Yeah. We're counting down the days.
I know it.
Why?
That's when Al's contract's up every
December
year.
December 19th.
Yeah.
That's normally the last show day, right?
Al gets his lucrative one-year contract each year as a show of faith and how great he's done.
Yeah.
One
That's
year.
Nice.
They extend the
well,
Island
it's
branch.
One year. It has a three-day out clause.
But
it's technically a year.
And I like that new 30-day you better compete clause in there, too.
Mm-hmm.
You better compete?
Yeah, he has to get another job within 30 days.
At a raffle.
At another radio
station.
I won't let him go unless he promises to work for another station. Because that's the only way we would enjoy the true benefit of losing Al.
It's a win-win.
Right?
Yep. See, I guess I am seeping. You're getting me now.
I'm going to need a copy of your driver's license and the first $40, though. If you don't mind.
I'm gonna park on the street, though.
Yeah, I'm gonna find somewhere else to park.
Go park in the hotel across the
there
street.
There you go, it's cheaper.
Yeah.
Well, the giant sinkhole that was once known as the entertainment complex has parking.
There you go.
If you guys are interested, and over there, can't promise the car will be there when you get back.
That's cool. Great. I'll find a safe place to park and just jog it in each day.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you guys could carpool.
Yeah, Pama. We'll bring back Pama. Park a mile away.
That's save gas. Park a mile away, Pama.
Ugh.
Remember I said that on the air in the Today Show wanted to put me on?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How dumb are they?
JC, why
think it
should
out.
Have to have a baby and go and move? We used to be so close.
Well, babies happen.
Babies happen. Good message for you kids out there.
Yeah.
I believe that's Michelle Obama's second term policy, babies happen.
Yeah.
She went with the fitness thing.
Uh-huh.
Just Say No has been done.
Mm-hmm.
So she's going to do babies
happen. Ruin the carpooling.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry.
So we have to pay for parking or what, really?
Just you. Just Kelly Raspberry.
We really do?
Yeah.
Look at her.
You didn't get that note?
Look at her.
No, we really do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're joking.
No, the building.
Wants us to
no,
pay.
Really. And also, I dropped a $5 bill somewhere in your studio.
You want it back?
Look at her.